Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheid, and today I'm at Western Illinois Home Healthcare in Monmouth, and joining me is Joel Newman, who is the Director of Business Development for Western Illinois Home Healthcare. And Joel, good to talk with you again this year, and we did this Business Spotlight a year ago, and boys, new and exciting things happening here that we want to tell people about for 2024.
Yeah, that's right. At the start of the new year, we started a whole new division for Western Illinois Home Healthcare that is doing in-home primary care for seniors and families in West Central Illinois.
Now, this is called Western Illinois Home Provider Care. Explain exactly then, once again, what that means.
Correct. So we have a mid-level provider that we've hired on to do all the primary care needs of the person in the convenience of their own home. So that could range from checking on point-of-care testing for strep throat and earaches, to annual wellness visits, to school physicals, to transitional care for a senior that might be leaving the hospital that might need a visit between the hospital discharge and going to see their primary care provider.
Now, as far as working with people too, you talked about, prescription-based primary care? Explain what that is, subscription-based.
It's a model that's kind of catching fire here in the United States. It's direct primary care. What it is a subscription-based model that people pay a monthly fee. So a family of four, you're looking at $250 for us to have a number of visits to cover all your annual wellness exams, to do labs once a year to make sure everything's on point, and then to be in connection with your primary care provider.
And you can also work with people that are on Medicare?
Correct, yeah. So the other benefit of this is we also take insurance. We looked at it like we're in senior care. This is what we do most of the time. And seniors still need care, and they need care delivered to their home. So we can build our Medicare for certain visits, to run certain labs, to do transitional care, to do med management, to do weight loss management. All that stuff can come under their Medicare benefit.
And that, I would think, would take a lot of stress off of a senior to have that all taken care of.
Sure. I mean, like, the benefit right now is everything's delivered in the home, right? So you are not going to a waiting room. The other thing that you don't have to do is you're getting longer visits with your provider. So Mandy will come and see you. And that visit's going to be between 30 and 60 minutes long, as opposed to the 7 to 15 that you typically get with the provider in the exam room.
And you said, though, you're also partnering with certain health systems.
Yeah. So, look, we know that not everyone can take care of everyone within their patient panel, their whole roster of patients that they see. And the benefit of partnering with us is that we can actually go see and lay eyes on that person in the home. So not only are we doing the home health or the private duty care, but we're also going to have a provider that's going to be able to assist a doctor or provider, mid-level provider, that can go into the home, lay eyes on Betty or Bob, and then report back to that provider with an after-visit summary.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, when we ran the news story about your new provider,